We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Across the front, you know, Ed Oliver is drafted to be a penetrating up the field defensive lineman. Harrison Phillips was drafted for the same reason. You know, Harrison's still battling his way back from the leg injury. I think he's been active, what, three out of the last four, although he played a lot against New England. And I thought he acquitted himself well against New England. Justin Zimmer's been a marvel for them, what he's been able to provide it up to and including, obviously, punching the ball free from Cam Newton. But even more than that, much stouter against the run, things of that nature. Jerry Hughes has started to really come on in terms of getting home on the sack. He's providing pressure before. Addison is a very good pass rusher, so I think it's all starting to move in the right direction.
That is Charles Davis, NFL analyst. Where is he these days? CBS, right? Yeah. I like his work. I really do. If you missed the interview with him, it's available on on-demand audio at WGR550.com. Thanks for hanging out with us. How confident are you the Bills will win the division? Our web poll is up. WGR550.com. You can call us on that too. Whatever else is on your mind, you can join us. We'll be chatting with Lorenzo Alexander in like 6 or 7 minutes. The 506 map is out. Get your real quick plan for Sunday. I don't know if you're a red zone person when the Bills aren't playing or you like to pick a game. Maybe you like to listen to Nance and Romo and you'll work at whatever game they've got.
Dolphins.
Well, we're not getting the Dolphins.
I mean, some of us are.
Well, I don't have Sunday ticket. I'm not getting the Dolphins. Do you have Sunday ticket?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be over. Don't invite more than 10 people.
I don't plan to.
Okay.
What's the temperature? We can get it outside.
50s.
Okay.
This weekend,
okay. There might be an outside
I
watching
think. I gotta
party.
Check. Friday, Saturday were 50s. I forgot what Sunday was. I think it's 50s. You checking?
Yeah.
I think it is. Maybe windy Sunday. I forgot. Or rain. Is it covered? Your outside viewing party?
We have an umbrella, but right. No, it's not. It's not. It's not a pavilion or anything like that.
I'll bring my mask. Where if you don't have Sunday ticket, like yours truly, the CBS early game will be Tennessee and Baltimore.
That's good.
Good game. No. Most of the East is getting that outside of New England. A lot of the other people are actually, most of the East is actually getting Pittsburgh-Jacksonville. We are getting Tennessee-Baltimore, and that's Nance and Romo. Your Fox early game, Philadelphia and Cleveland for us here in Buffalo. The Fox late game, most of the country is getting Green Bay, Indianapolis. Thankfully, they're not making us watch Dallas again. They're playing Minnesota. Hmm. So those are your, and then Sunday Night Football is KC in Vegas, which the storyline might be changing a little bit on that because of all the guys that are on the reserve COVID list for the Raiders. And then your Monday Night Football game is Rams, Tampa. So Tennessee, Baltimore, good game. You got to figure out whether you want that or the Red Zone channel. And then Miami, Denver, that's got to be, I assume that's a late start, right? Is that a... It's got to be a 4 o'clock game, right? It's in Denver. Yeah. Yeah. So let me know how that game's going. I'll watch it on Red Zone.
Quick follow-up to what we did yesterday. So yesterday we talked about the Bills' miracle play. Like, what's the what's the closest the Bills have to the Hail Mary? And the Bills did have, of course, a Hail Mary of their own. Joe Ferguson, 1981, that's when that was, right? Rolling Hooks? Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, a Twitter account, Bills Mafia Analytics, Mafia Numbers, sent me a list of the games where they had the lowest win probability in the final 30 seconds of the game. So just as simple as that. For instance, the Rams game this year,
yeah,
it's fourth down at the 13-yard line or whatever, and they ended up winning that game with a penalty and a touchdown. The lowest win probability the Bills had in the last 30 seconds of a game since 2000, which game do you think it – I mean, guessing is difficult, so I'll just give you the answer. And I looked up the play-by-play to find out why. It was the game that the Bills won in Minnesota on the Mike Hollis
field goal, really?
54-yard field goal to go to overtime, and then they win it in overtime.
Huh.
They faced, it was a first and 10 for the Bills, down three with 21 seconds left at their own 35. And they got all the way to the Minnesota 36 in 18 seconds, kicked to tie, and then won in overtime.
I was thinking about the game that someone mentioned to us yesterday, the Sammy Watkins, the Minnesota game, because they faced a fourth and
20.
20 in that.
Mm-hmm.
But they had more, I assume they had more time on the clock, so then the probability wouldn't have been as low as it was in Minnesota.
I don't know that individual play. It's very possible it could have been 8%. I don't know.
Wow.
But in this one, you know, you're down three
with
65 yards to go to the end zone. So built into that is, okay, even in a really good scenario, you're only going to overtime.
Yeah, it's not tie probability.
Yeah.
It's win probability for that.
It's not get to overtime probability. So that was it. So just to follow up a conversation we had about that yesterday.
Huh.
Since 2000, that's the lowest it ever got in the final 30 seconds of a game.
That was a crazy game.
That was
a very entertaining game.
A ton of fun.
Yeah. Shootout. Lots of stuff going. Lots of points. Bledsoe going nutsy.
These Bills, I think, are the most fun Bills since those ones.
Oh,
And it's the passing game. It's you know, Bledsoe was ripping it all over the field. They threw a touchdown to Peerless Price to win it. Two-play, 76-yard drive in overtime to get that win in Minnesota.
This just in, points are fun. Scoring is fun. Although, there's a guy on that's joining us right now on the show that might beg to differ. No, I'm not sure. We are excited to have former Buffalo Bill Lorenzo Alexander joining us right now on our Western Hotline. Lorenzo, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. And as a defensive player, do you think points are fun?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? I love points, especially when my offense is doing it, and more so when the defensive special teams puts points on the board.
I loved your story. So I the only reason why I wanted to get you on was because they mentioned on the telecast the other day you were at the game. And then you told a really great story on One Bills Live about what it was like to be around Cardinals fans at the game, if you don't mind bringing that up here for the folks that might not have heard it.
Yeah, you know, I just thought it was too soon, and you know, when I told people too soon, most people feel like I wanted to come down and play, and that wasn't the case at all. You know, I'm removed from the game a little bit, so you know, feeling good, love playing with my family. But at the game, obviously, I was repping Bills. You know, it's the last organization I played for. For people that don't know, I did play for the Arizona Cardinals at one time as well. But just sitting in the stands and just not used to, you know, hearing people getting heckled. You know, when you're on the field playing, you can kind of hear, but it's not really, you can't, it's really white noise. But being in the stands, you know, my family had my jerseys on. My wife had a jacket on that had my last name on it. And the fan was like, Alexander, what do you think? You know, when the Cardinals started coming back, then it was pins and needles when Josh and drove down and got that touchdown by Diggs, didn't say nothing, just sitting there watching the game, quiet, dead and silent. Then they had the Hail Mary, everything erupts, and then they're like, Alexander, yeah, what do you think? And then as I get closer to him, he's getting louder. Yeah, Alexander, because I'm trying to lead the game, clapping. So I looked dead into his eyes and was like, you better calm down, because I was ready to just jump over and do some harm. But, you know, I kept my composure, just talked to the young man. And he shut it down. But, yeah, it's definitely hard to be in that environment when you're still close to the guys and you can feel it. I should have probably started with a game where I was either like a Bills home game where I was part of the crew or another game since I played with the Cardinals where they weren't playing the Bills where my allegiance was. You know,
or
so
pick a Jets game when you knew they were going to win easy.
Yeah, so it was definitely an emotional roller coaster sitting in the stands. But I'll tell you this, Bills Mafia came out and showed out. It was a lot of fans in there representing.
How stressful for you? Okay, so you said you're removed from the game, so it wasn't as bad. I would think you might have been going through some really difficult pains in the stands. But the last drive, especially since it's the Bills' defense on the field, I mean, how hard was that for you to handle that drive? And then, of course, the Hail Mary at the end.
Yeah, it was crazy to watch. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you just give respect to Hopkins and Kyler, you know, just for their talent. I mean, that's the only reason why they was able to complete a pass like that because of the talent of the two guys. Because you had your best, you know, backfield around. You had Poyer, Tre'Davious, and Micah, guy that you want. You had Mario Oliver chasing Kyler down and falling out of bounds. And he throws a dime and right where Hop didn't have to adjust as far as moving up and back. All he had to do was jump straight up. And it just, you know, perfect play at the perfect time. It's just more shocking than anything that they was able to complete a ball like that. just knowing the men that were around it. But, I mean, it happens. And so now you just gotta throw that one away. It sucks because it's a bye week, so you have to sit with it for 2 weeks, especially for the guys that were kind of involved in that play. You know, you're constantly replanting in your mind. So I feel bad for those guys because I just know I've been there where you make a play and you end up losing and you just, man, what could I have done different? What could I have done different all week long?
So you were involved in a crazy ending like that at some point in your career?
No, not necessarily like that. I'm just talking about in losses in general.
You think about maybe like a bad play.
That if you'd have just a different angle, I'd have timed it differently. I mean, because it all matters the same or feels the same, especially when you lose. Obviously, how it happened makes a little bit of a difference, but it's still in your mind plays over on rewind the same way.
Jeremy and I were just talking as you were dialing in about how much fun it is to watch this offense, the most fun around here in probably 15-plus years. You know, how enjoyable has it been for you to watch? Let's start with Josh Allen, Lorenzo, since you were here for the beginning of his Bills career, to watch him take his game to another level like this.
You know, it's kind of been bittersweet. I'm like, Josh, why can you do that? You know, when I was there last year, we probably win the Super Bowl. You're playing the offense, you know,
with
playing
that
quarterback
defense
the way you are doing this year, you know. But it's been great. It's been fun to watch, you know, obviously being there when he's young. Still young, but just developing, growing into a professional, into a good quarterback, a great dude, and we had a great relationship when I was there. So I'm very happy for his success that he's had. And, you know, they've had some adversity, but he's battled through that and is staying true to what has got him there. And it's really cool to see, especially with all the negative attention he had as a young player coming into this league and really to rise above it and become a leader in that locker room and guys that want to play for him and really sometimes play above probably what they are on paper.
The Diggs impact is huge. Of course, you probably would have wanted him on the team last year too. What have you seen from him and how much he's meant to the passing offense?
Yeah, I mean, obviously having a talent like that would have definitely helped, and it's obviously helping this year. He is, you know, very dynamic and then brings a certain swag and attitude about him as well that I think people gravitate to and enjoy. But he's just added another special piece in the collection of talent that they already have. You know, you obviously have John Brown. People forget about Cole Beasley. He had a great game last week. But it just opens everything up because you think about Devin Singletary. Dawson Knox has kind of been hurt, but I think he's still a viable talent that he can be utilized. Made a couple of plays last week. But he's opened things up. And so you double Diggs, then, what the Cardinals were doing, then you open up other guys one-on-one, which you can't cover John Brown one-on-one. He was the guy getting doubled last year. You really can't even cover Cole Beasley one-on-one. He's open literally every play when I go back and watch the cut-ups. And so he just spread it, the defense thin, and has opened up running lanes, has opened up other guys to have big games. And so really coordinators have to kind of pick their poison and be very strategic in how they attack this team and take Diggs away while trying to maintain some of those other guys.
I'm glad you mentioned Beasley because I did want to ask you about him. And I think with Diggs and Brown, it can get lost in the shuffle, or he can get lost in the shuffle, so to speak, because you're right, Lorenzo. The thing that impresses me is he does always seem to be open, very reliable pair of hands, has no problem going over the middle. He made that amazing one-handed grab that you saw Sunday on a huge third down play. And I don't know that he gets enough love because he's such a good receiver.
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, even when he was in Dallas doing very similar things, they didn't give him the love and obviously let him come to us in Buffalo. So, I mean, he's just dynamic. He works, and he's always, like I say, he's always open. He works on his skill set, but he's so unique and different. You know, he's not DK Metcalf, right? He's not 6'4", ripped up, walking to the room is like, my God, who was that? You know, he's very unassuming. If you saw him on the street and didn't live in Buffalo, he's somewhere, you wouldn't think of nothing much of him. But he has a great football IQ. He has a great understanding of tempo. Like, he's not 4.3 speed, but because he's quick and he understands how to use moving slow and change of tempo, he becomes even faster. And so I think with his knowledge and with those things that he's developed over his career, it's really hard for anybody to guard him. I mean, in the game, they had Byron Murphy on him. He couldn't handle him. Then they tried to put Pat P on him. Pat P couldn't handle him. And so he's going to usually draw, you know, your third best cover guy normally, and nobody in this league can cover him. I haven't seen it. You try to jam him, you miss, you're dead. You give him space, you're dead. And so it's just all about, you know, where Josh wants to go on that play or where Dable is designed, you know, the route tree that, that play, whether or not he's going to get the ball.
Lorenzo Alexander is with us here on our Western Hotline. All right, let's get to the defense. And it's interesting. Sure, you said last year's defense, this year's offense would be a hell of a match. So this year's defense has been dealing with some growing pains. You know, you retired, Star opted out, Shaq left, Phillips left. And I think they're still trying to come together as a unit. What are you seeing from this defense this season, 10 games in?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think the biggest thing is the inability in a lot of the games to stop the run, which has really hurt them, and especially in the games that they lost. And so you have to be able to do that. And that was one of the staples, I think, over the last couple of years. And we had our times, even when I was there, where we gave up a lot of running yards, but consistently week in and week out, we were able to stop the run and make teams one-dimensional. And they have to continue to be able to do that. Also, turnovers in some of those games weren't able to generate some turnovers, which I think they really needed, which they've done lately. And so I think they're progressing and getting better and moving in the right direction because they didn't have that, that off season. They didn't have, you know, training camp. And I think people and even maybe some players kind of undervalued what that meant as far as building a team. And you can't really rely on what you did last year. You have to recreate that with a new group of guys, as you just mentioned. You know, four or five names, and then so that means four or five new names are there. And because of COVID, there's even an additional burden on as far as who you're going to have up that week. And obviously the Bills have had their issues with that, you know, latest with, you know, Levi Wallace not playing. Then you have
Josh Norman
not playing. And I know a couple other guys, but even at that corner spot, they've been banged up there and COVID impacted. And so you're in a game where now you're down to your third or fourth guy, which they can play, but they don't have that same type of continuity or experience or talent as some of the other guys. And that can really hurt you, especially in a passing league, and probably added to why the Cardinals were able to battle back this past week. And so I say all that is that they're growing, going through some adversity in a unprecedented year. And so the offense has had the lead, which is fine because in the past the defense has had the lead until they caught up. And now we can start seeing the progression of this defense. Playing. I think A.J. Klein is playing much better. Jerry Hughes has come alive. The back end, they're getting turnovers. Tremaine is getting healthy. He's flying around a lot more. And so they're progressing in the right direction. They just have to continue to work, continue to grind because they have, you know, a schedule that's coming up that's, I think, is advantageous for them. They have a couple of big games within there. But when you think about, you know, who's chasing them, Miami, they also have a similar schedule and is playing well too. So, they're going in the right direction, but there needs to be a, you know, a sense of urgency.
I did want to get you to get a handicap the East race in a second, but one last thing on the defense, Lorenzo, since you were talking about linebackers there for a moment, they'd also be better with a healthy Matt Milano. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season, so the Bills have to decide what to do about him and whether they're going to pay him or not. How important is he to this defense, do you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Matt. I forgot all about my guy. You know, we sat together the last 3 years next to each other every single day, and I got to see him much like Josh have a front row seat of his development and his growth. And he is a very dynamic player. And you can see that he's a two-way guy as far as being able to go out, cover tight ends, pass catching running backs, plays downhill, has a great knack for the ball as far as getting interceptions or tackles for losses. And so he is definitely a guy, impactful player that, again, much like I think Cole Beasley goes underappreciated in a lot of ways, but he makes a ton of plays when he's out there and healthy. And obviously, unfortunately, this year he just hasn't been able to get over the injury bug. And so hopefully when he comes back, because they did put him on the short IR list, he has the ability to come out and play and maybe be healthy and be able to help this team at the end of the season and as they go into the playoffs.
All right, Lorenzo, the East Division. How good is Miami, do you think? And is New England still someone we should be worried about?
You have to worry about New England just because of the culture and that they're well coached and it's a division game. It you know, division games can always be anything. And obviously when the Bills played the Patriots a few weeks ago, it came down to Zimmer making an awesome play, stripping Cam as they were marching to possibly go up. Or I think they could even tie the game at that point.
Yep.
So you know they're going to be in it. They're just well coached. They're going to play hard. They have a coacher there. So you always have to worry about them. The Bills are better than them on paper. So they need to beat them. And I think that's probably the biggest growth area is when you're up on teams, because we saw it with the Rams. We just saw it with the Arizona Cardinals again. It was 23-9. Being able to finish games off, that's what great teams do. That's what Super Bowl caliber teams do. Learn how to, when you're up on a team, yeah, no matter how good they are, you keep them there and finish the game off and don't make it close or don't allow them to obviously win the game. And then Miami, I think they are, I think, much like where the Bills were maybe last year or maybe even the first year. I mean, very good defense and special teams. Obviously, the last three games they've had a defensive touchdown or a special teams touchdown, playing very good there. So there's not a lot of pressure on Tua and what he has to do in a game in order to win it. He's a good talent, makes great throws. But talent-wise, when you look at him, especially offensively, you're like, okay, they're okay, but they're not going to beat. But because of the way that defense and special teams playing, they're going to have opportunities to win games. Because not only are they taking points off the board, they're also putting points on it. And so when a team is playing with that type of confidence, you have to assume they're going to be able to maintain it until they show you otherwise, because they've been able to string together weeks here of it. And so I think they're viable. And I think that last game may mean something depending on, because they have a similar schedule, you know, probably rank of opponent. I think the Bills have Pittsburgh. They have Kansas City. And so you're playing similar schedules this back end. And so that last game is going to have a significant impact on it, depending on what happens over here. Not, you know, so it's going to come down to that. But I still believe Buffalo is ahead of the game because they're just probably a year and a half ahead of where Miami is as far as their development and maturity as an organization.
Hey, when we scheduled the interview with you, you had mentioned you could do it right here because you have your own show in about, I think, 15, 20 minutes. Are you dabbling in broadcasting?
Yeah, I'm working on some stuff. You know, obviously out here in Phoenix, I played here, so I work with the local station here, 98.7, The Fan. And so I cover the Cardinals on a weekly basis as well with a group of guys, Doug and Wolf, out here.
Nice. Well, they're fun to watch. I mean, I wanted the Bills to win, but boy, Kyler Murray, and he is unbelievably entertaining and talented. So it's a good team to watch.
Yeah, he's having an MVP caliber season, and so it's it has been fun to watch him playing with the organization. But I couldn't stand the game,
didn't go over well here either.
Yeah, just
so you know,
we're going to win that one. So
well, thanks for coming on with us. I'm sure the fans always love hearing from you, and enjoy continuing being like a dad and having time with the family.
I appreciate you guys, and after this pandemic, look forward to getting back in Buffalo and hanging out with you guys.
Have a great holiday with the family.
Are you too?
Thank you. Lorenzo Alexander joining us on the West Her Hotline, 803-0550 to join us for your Bills talk this morning. And whatever else is on your mind, you can join us in that as well. Hey, today, little programming note today, no Instigators from 10 to noon, no One Bills Live. They're off today and tomorrow, actually. So our man, Mr. Brayton Wilson, is it a Sabres hoodie too or just the Sabres cap? Oh, you're all decked out in blue and gold today. He's in
Royal.
Hockey mode.
Yeah. Royal blue too.
It's a good look.
It looks nice.
Yeah, that is a good look. So he's in hockey mode today. So Brayton's going to host the Instigator Show today and tomorrow from 10 to noon. And then it's Joe and Louis DiBiase. They will bring you the One Bills Live portion of our broadcasting day from noon to 3. That is today and tomorrow. So, keep listening. I was going to say adjust your schedules accordingly or just keep listening and call the guys and join in on the fun conversations. Call us too, 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To give any high fives right now, but I think the close contact stuff and the contact tracing has been, I think, a godsend in some ways for the way they've operated this thing. And, you know, we haven't lost too many games or had too many games moved around. There have been teams like the Bills impacted. Guys are about to get on a plane, you know, to go to Arizona, and all of a sudden, no, you got to stay back. But I think everybody's sort of doing the best to be flexible with it and understanding this is just how it's going to be. This is how this year's going to play out, and you can either whine and moan about it, or you can just figure out a way to fight through it and play your games as best you can.
That's Mike Giardi from NFL Network. He was on with us yesterday. We did an overview of the AFC, but we also talked about COVID, which is in the news for a couple of reasons in the NFL today. The league came out yesterday and told all 32 teams they will be going on intensive COVID protocols starting Saturday. Now, essentially, well, the key points to that is that meetings will now be held virtually. Limited time spent in the locker rooms, limit of players and coaches in the weight rooms, masks to be worn in every part of the facility, including on the practice field. But all but four of the teams, because of COVID tests, have been in the intensive protocols at some point this season. So they've been there, done this. Now everybody has to do it starting Saturday. The Raiders had 7 more players go on their reserve COVID list yesterday. They've got 11 total right now, including most of their starters on defense. However, as long as they keep testing negative the rest of the week, they will all be able to play Sunday for their game against Kansas City. Christian McCaffrey, not healthy yet, will not play, or not expected to play, Sunday against Detroit. Thursday Night Football is a good one. 6-3 teams, Arizona and Seattle, will meet in the Pacific Northwest, and we'll have the game here on WGR, by the way.
Looking like Chris Carson won't play in that game from what I just read. He's been hurt.
Yeah,
in and out.
The game here, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it'll be interesting to see. The last time they played, they put Peterson on Metcalf, right? And then Lockett had like a 200-yard game.
He did.
So we'll see what happens in tonight's matchup. We're expecting a lot of points. The NBA draft was last night. Local product selected from Park School and the University of Louisville, Jordan Nwora went to Milwaukee in the second round. The Mets second baseman Robinson Cano suspended for the entire 2021 season. PEDs. That's pretty much what you need to know. From the news standpoint, there's a wind advisory today from 9 to 5, and parts of Erie County will be going into an orange zone. If you'd like to know what that means, what shut down, our sister station has all the information, News Radio 930, and you can find it at WPEN.com. Headlines were definitely brought to you by somebody. Who were they brought? Oh, yeah, I got it. Brought to you by Buffalo Materials Handling. When you need to lift it, move it, or service it, they'll help you handle it. BMH, more than just forklifts.
You know, it's does it? We thought about this just a real quick thing on, like, the orange zone in sports and, you know, the spread. Does it? We guessed back in, like, March, April, May that it would be frustrating to watch the professional sports leagues be able to relentlessly test and keep the virus at bay, knowing that communities wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And here it is approaching December.
Yep.
And professional sports leagues are good at it, and municipalities,
it's a mess.
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I believe the NFL has done a fantastic job. Really. I was really worried about college football. More players on each team, more teams getting on planes and traveling and practicing and all that stuff. And, you know, again, we're seeing, I think last week, 13 games were postponed or canceled.
Right.
This week it's up to 11.
It's there's a there's a there's a There's a lot, obviously, that about what has happened this year has been exhausting and taxing for a lot of people, and people have been affected in a lot of horrible ways. And one of the, I think, exhaustingly frustrating things is that all the, not all the answers, but a lot of the answers are out there and not put into practice in appropriate ways. I mean, there are other countries that are keeping schools open and closing everything else.
Yeah.
And here we close schools and keep everything else. And it's almost like it's always this kind of piecemeal effort put together that doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And sometimes this standard is applied and this one isn't. I mean, you know, if you're a college, if you're an NFL employee, you're getting tested, seven days a week.
Right. Even on your bye week. The Bills are on their bye week this week. They still have to get tested.
But
it's tough because I saw someone in New York. It was a tweet about New York City schools. And they pointed out, I didn't check it for accuracy, but the tweet was something about how, you know, you don't need to shut down schools because the evidence has shown there isn't necessarily a transmission in schools.
Right.
So it's other areas that you need to approach. Yeah, it's frustrating to watch because as bad as March and April was, which was really bad, you know, I mean, cities trying to find using, you know, convention centers or other buildings for hospital beds and space and old schools and all that. As bad as that was, this is worse. Like, the numbers are worse than it was when we thought it was really bad in the spring. So that's frustrating to watch. Like, you know, for me, Jeremy, I can't speak for everybody else. I haven't changed anything the whole time. The mask, the washing the hands, the social distancing. Nothing's changed, no matter what when they were really, that rates were high, then they came down, now they're back up again. I'm doing this until someone tells me, all clear. You know, I'm not changing. We're not traveling. We're not going anywhere. Thanksgiving's not an issue for us. It's usually just the four of us, so it's no change of plans for that. You know, I haven't been to New York. I haven't seen my family. I haven't seen my mom on Long Island. Missed the 90th birthday party. I haven't seen them in almost a year and a half now. I'm not going. I'm doing everything I need to do to be safe. My family's doing the same thing until someone tells us we're all clear.
And to keep others.
Or there's a massively distributed vaccine. Plus, right. I mean, you still wear the mask. I'll be honest with you. You know what? I don't get out a lot. Typically, it's just groceries. Maybe it's the occasional Schmoam Depot or something else that I need. When I go out, I've seen people wearing the masks. I know there's an issue out there, but I got to tell you, when I've been out grocery shopping or out doing some errands, I've seen everybody wearing masks, which is a good thing. I mean, that's a really important thing to do.
And of course,
we're wearing them here. You know, you walk around the building here, you got to have your mask on. You go in for the day, you go out for the day, you put the mask on. I mean, it's not the end of the world. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
And hopefully the continued scientific breakthroughs help. I've never been one to believe that, oh, well, we won't have weddings anymore. Like, I've never thought that's true.
Oh, I know somebody who just went to a wedding recently.
Well, I mean as regularly because,
right. So the big 200-person affair.
There are reasons for optimism down the line. It seems like it's going to be pretty terrible for a little while here. And with businesses, of course, too. There are also, plenty of other countries that paid businesses to stay closed.
Yeah.
There were more.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. There were more. Wow. There was more assistance from federal governments to say, we're going to close,
but we'll help you out, huh?
We'll pay you. Employees.
That's
there
nice.
Have been countries that have done that. So, anyway, it's takeout season.
I think we're doing it this weekend. The more I think about it, I think it's a prime takeout weekend.
I think I was thinking about like an idea to encourage people to do that. What about like tweet your takeout? You know, like. You get takeout, you tweet it, you tag the business, you say, look who's open, and I got this. I got a fajita. I don't know, whatever it is that you get.
Yeah.
I don't know why fajita came to mind. That's a hard thing to take out because it's usually brought out on that really hot pan, so you might not want to take that home. But, tweet your takeout and just let people know who's open and encourage others, and maybe somebody sees it and thinks like, yeah, that would be good tonight. And, if you can help, you help.
I just wanted to look this up because I know exactly who we're going to take out from, and I was trying to get.
You're not going to look up fajitas, are you?
No. You know, it's a chicken dish, and I can't remember what they call it. So I wanted to go to the menu. We tend to take out, Schmapevine restaurant,
because
their food is. Can I? I don't know if I can say. We screw around. If you didn't listen to us 15 years ago, and you wonder why we do that with names. It's a long story. But we like takeout. Man, they got a a chicken dish. It's like chicken stuffed with like seafood, and there's like a rice pilaf and green bean. It's delicious. Really delicious.
You'll eat chicken stuffed with seafood, but you'll never touch peanut butter. You won't touch an apple.
Well, I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
No, I love chicken with seafood. Delicious. Did you see, by the way, how are you on your peanut butter supplies at home?
Fine. I saw you.
That is one of the items that you're being limited on purchases.
Yeah, I saw you. Or I listened when I was coming in today because we had technical difficulties. I'm in a different studio than you here at work. When I was driving in, I heard you say peanut butter and oatmeal. And I thought, well, that makes sense. Those both stay forever. They keep. They don't go bad.
I got the peanut butter. I didn't think that many people would have oatmeal.
Doesn't go bad.
No, I have oatmeal here every day. I keep a box in the building and work here.
So. And I saw the paper products like toilet paper
towels. They're flying off the shelves.
Can I give you a quick conspiracy theory?
On paper products?
But like a friendly one, not like one that's going to put people in danger.
Does it involve the Russians?
It's a friendly one. Okay. It's a friendly conspiracy theory, okay? Brayton, you got the X-Files music for this? Here comes your conspiracy theory on why
paper products are flying off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I got to think about this one.
Again, it's friendly. I'm only kidding. It's friendly. There are some bad conspiracies out there. This is a friendly one. So the stores don't even stock it. And they create the idea that you better go shop. Huh?
Okay, hold
on
a second.
It's not actually flying off the shelves.
But
it's never on the shelves.
But wait a minute.
The picture gets taken. You think, I got to go shopping. It's just like, you know, seeing a burger in a commercial and thinking like, oh, yeah, I better get a burger.
I already put my list of paper products today. I'm going out grocery shopping.
Huh?
But wait a minute. If they're doing it to get you to go shopping, you're going shopping and still not getting the products that they're telling you better go out and get.
That's the sacrifice they're making. They're only saying we're running low on this. And you think, well, I better get peanut butter, oatmeal, all the other stuff. Huh? It's like why a coffee shop exists in Times Square. It's not for the return on that investment. It's for the branding. I don't know. I'm kind of making it up. I'm kidding.
Because people go out grocery shopping anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I will tell you. You know what? It's funny. One other item. I remember in the pandemic, sure, there were no toilet paper. There was no, you know, you couldn't find sanitizer, wipes. Pasta. Pasta items.
Yeah.
Flying off the shelf.
They keep
like
forever.
Whatever you, rigatoni, ziti, spaghetti. It was really hard to find boxes of pasta back in March and April because, again, that's like you said, you just load up on stuff that you can keep forever, and it's really simple to make too, by the way. You don't have to be an excellent cook.
Yeah. You know, we're kicking around things in the sports world that stick with us through, you know, does baseball keep its runner on second? I mean, alcohol delivery became a big thing, of course,
beer,
right?
Beer. Yeah,
you get
right.
Beer delivered.
Yeah.
Wasn't always available.
Yeah.
Now you can get beer. Just support this place. Have beer delivered. Support this restaurant. Get a takeout margarita, whatever. Like these are things that kind of, if you are going to order food to try and help businesses that are going to be really put through the ringer. I mean, and a lot of businesses. I mean, everybody gets affected, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
you got to go back to that mindset of helping everybody out that you can. Yeah.
It's been
it could be really depressing.
we don't talk about it a ton. We try, you know, you and I stay on sports and like, let's, you know, focus on stuff to, if you want to come here to get your mind off it, I get it. But, I think it's worth mentioning that if it's on your mind, of course, you're not alone. It's on everybody's mind. Everybody's going through it.
It's because it's changing. I mean, I think it became, we knew what it was, the whole mask, hands, social distance. It was a part of life because it's happened for a while now. But now I know for me, it's been really, this last week has been tough because we keep seeing the rates going up and every day is, you're going to be in yellow. Hey, Western New York, the governor says your rates aren't good.
Yep.
Now you're going to orange. Guess what? The next step is red. Now we're going to be talking about people losing jobs again and businesses being closed. There have been, I know of stories of restaurants. My wife was telling me one the other day of a guy who maybe within the last year or so opened up a restaurant, put his life savings into it, closed it down. It's gone. He couldn't make it work through the pandemic, and he lost all that money that he invested into the business. It's so hard.
You can say a lot about a lot of things.
You know?
There are places in the world where that business got help.
Would have survived?
Yep.
Yeah, he didn't. He's out.
There has not been enough.
Yeah. All right, pick of the week is on the way in a moment. And you can always join us too, 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. And we'll have some fantasy football talk coming up in about 40 minutes or so. Scott Pienowski from Yahoo Sports is going to join us for his Thursday chat. I did see an article from another fantasy website, not Yahoo, that suggested with the trade deadline coming up in their leagues, Josh Allen would be a guy you would want to trade off your fantasy team.
What?
Yeah. All right.
The opponents are going to be tough.
Yeah,
the weather.
Yeah, I'll find it for you because I was going to bring it up with Scott. So anyway, that's coming up too, WGR.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For pick of the week, what do we got going on? Oh, we got. I gotta look at the.
I think I got a good pick of the week. Hold on, I'm pulling up my email real quick.
I'm trying to think what. It's not an obvious.
I mean,
thing.
Tonight's good. Cardinal Seahawks. The first time they played was the DK Metcalf chase down.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
We just had the Masters.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. Is there anything else going on this weekend outside of football?
I might want to say Dolphins-Broncos is pretty good. All three primetime games are good this week.
Yeah.
We've talked about that a little bit.
You have, is there, I didn't even look at the college schedule yet this weekend. Oh, Bedlam is this weekend.
WWE?
No, the Oklahoma State football
game. Oh, I thought that was WWE Bedlam or something.
They might have a series called, they have everything.
I just count on you to know the wrestling schedule.
You know, I will tell you. The biggest fallout from the pandemic?
No fans at wrestling?
I never watch wrestling anymore. It's killed my love of wrestling. I don't watch it. And they've tried to do, you don't watch it at all, do you?
No.
So they've tried to do, what do they call it, like the Thunderdome? So they have it's the NBA. It's the virtual fans. They have tons of monitors around the ring. So you can see fans and you can hear crowd noise. So they're making the best of it. It's much better than being in their building in Orlando with nobody there. Still not the same. Bedlam. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma football game. Bedlam.
All right. Pick of the week. It's brought to you by Riverfront Auto Sales and their pick of the week. I was thinking about, I don't know if you've heard of commercials for it, but tonight on CBS, someone's getting a kidney.
I don't remember what show you're talking
about. That's tonight.
If
you've relentlessly heard the commercials for the kidney transplant comedy.
Have you, Brayton?
I'm kidding. You actually have to watch that.
Of course I've been here.
Yes,
I take it this was running during the Bills game the other day? I don't know.
This runs during on our station a lot. B positive show is tonight.
You know, I can talk about a whole bunch of stuff I hear too much on this station, including us. But no, I didn't know that. That's tonight, huh? All right, I'll roll the DVR on that.
Of course, yeah.
I don't want to miss it.
No, pick of the week. Let's go Broncos, thank you. They just beat the Chargers. Dolphins, Broncos. We'll do that. I want to see Tua. I want to see a full game.
I
want to see him against Denver.
Man.
I don't think Denver's a total pushover, but when you're talking about a rookie quarterback, at any time you could just have the game where he looks like a really bad rookie. Mm-hmm. You know, Allen had that game in Minnesota, which was amazing, right? And then I think the next week was Green Bay.
Yeah.
Which was probably his worst game as a pro. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's entirely possible that Tua just throws out a complete stinker. The question is, which team does it come against? If it comes against the Broncos, they still might beat the Broncos, you know, because...
Who's the backup there?
Jeff Driscoll?
Brett Rippon, too.
Oh, my Lord. They'll get chewed up by that defense. Yikes. I need Sunday ticket. NFL, if you're listening, make it available to everybody. I have cable. I can't get Sunday ticket.
Yeah.
So you're going Miami-Denver. All right, fair enough. What's the... I'll watch that. I'll watch Red Zone. Late game we're getting is going to be Green Bay-Indianapolis. All right, I'll watch Red Zone to see that. Of course, I want to see how Joe Flacco does against the Chargers, too.
Yeah.
All right, good choice. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Let's see. We raised Arizona.
Again, this gets back to our conversation about a rivalry returning. Maybe that's at the root of why I'm not I told you, I wanted someone to be in striking distance. Mm-hmm. When the Bills beat New England, I wanted the Patriots to be better than they were. I didn't want a limping, injured New England team that's going to – I want a rivalry again.
Yeah.
Not never, but 20 years, the Bills haven't really had a good rivalry, and I want them to win the rivalry, of course, first. But having Miami stay close, it kind of builds it a little bit. So
I admire you for your
thinking. Saying I'm necessarily rooting for Miami to beat Denver, but just that if it happens, I don't think I'll be all that upset. It'll be – okay, let's get this thing started, you know? Let's get this rivalry.
Yeah, I've reached upset stage when Miami's winning.
You don't want to be tied.
No. And maybe that's, I don't know, maybe it goes against what I told you earlier this week about whether I'm confident or worried or all that. But, you know, the last few weeks watching the Red Zone channel, again, the game against Arizona, I really thought they were going to lose to Arizona. Was convinced they were going to lose that game.
After watching Arizona against the Bills, aren't you shocked that Miami did beat them?
Yeah.
An offense that wasn't able to do too much.
And that's the thing. Arizona scored against Miami's defense. I didn't think Tua and the Miami offense would put up enough points if it became a high-scoring game for them to beat Arizona, which they did, by the way. But, that game, the Chargers game, as that game was being played, it would have been played. Was that game going on when the Bills game was going on? I don't remember. Whatever. I'm all over Red Zone. I'm all over the scoreboard on my computer. I'm watching to see what the Chargers scored. It's a one possession game. Crap. Miami scored again. The Rams game. I am officially in what the hell is Miami doing and yelling and screaming when Red Zone shows me the Miami Dolphins have just scored a touchdown. So go Broncos. Please, Drew Lock, be healthy. And hey, Vic Fangio, come up with some kind of really confusing defensive game plan to throw off Tagovailoa and make him turn the ball over, because nobody's done that yet in his three games.
Pick of the week's brought to you by Riverfront Auto Sales.
It's 902.
You've got a 2003 Ford Mustang at the front page of Riverfront. And take a look at it. Go to their website. They've got a bunch of beautiful vehicles. You seen their classic cars? From back in your day, when you first got your license, you know, like this 1920.
Back in my day?
This 1929 Ford T-Bucket. You would have taken your learner's permit test in 29? Right? I have the math right there.
It's pretty close. The Model T, right? Wasn't that the popular one? The Ford model was the Model T, I think. That was the big car.
Interchangeable parts, right? That's what was the big innovation.
Well, I remember working on the assembly line in Dearborn.
Yeah.
It was a great
another
place
big
to be
innovation.
Back then.
Yeah.
When Henry Ford came down to me and said, "Hey, Simon, nice job. Keep putting those hubcaps on." Did they have hubcaps in the 1920s? Probably, but maybe not. All right. We'll get a break in because that's what we should have done like 8 minutes ago. How you doing, Brayton? Good? All right, 803-0550 to join us.
In your defense, is your clock way off? My clock says it's like 9:07, and my clock says 9:03. And
my clock's off by 12 seconds.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that far off. Sorry, Brayton. Sorry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.